remember one time I missed a bad chance, bro, in like a semi-final.
The pressure my is dad, getting
my
worse.
Dad, first of all, my dad's like blood pressure's rising the whole game. I missed this chance, yeah. Oh my God, he lost it, man. You know, he does it. Bro, going crazy.
I'm guessing your dad's one of those guys where he lets his emotions out, like in the way he's moving, and then you're like, just like, yo, he's pissed, bro. The way his head's moving, the arm
only time
movement.
He couldn't do that was when I was at an academy, because at academies you're not allowed.
Yeah, parents were saying,
yeah,
that's
at academy not allowed. So my dad was the only time I remember he used to sit on the sidelines, hand behind his back, because it was the only way he couldn't, like.
But I feel like all dads do that now. You know, that walk with the hands behind the back.
No, not walk. He's stand there. Yeah, when I look at him,
head down, but
bro, when I look at him, right, after I do something maybe that's good or something, I always look at him and he goes like this. Or he does this.
You know what's mad, bro? Yeah. The fact that you say that, I do the same thing in my football thing where I might make a play or I might hit someone. Straight away, I look towards the sideline for my coaches just to see if my coach is doing a thumbs up or his head's down. If his head's down, you're like, oh, fucked up. Like, you know what them ones? It's like, that's your indication. So you're always like, yo, did the man approve of like what I just did? Because it's like feedback from the sidelines and feedback from yourself is critical. Isn't it? You're like, yo, I didn't really do what I was meant to do there, but let me see if them man are giving me thumbs up or not.
But then I remember sometimes, like if I know I'm not doing much, I always look at him. And when he couldn't really talk, I remember him always used to do this.
Pick it up.
That means like do more, you know what
pick
I mean?
It up.
But he couldn't talk.
See, it's difficult with me and boxing because...
It's you versus one man.
Yeah, once you look away...
Team sport is different.
Once you look away, gone, bro. You're waking up in a coma.
But my coach did used to shout a lot. Bro.
No, but
he used to shout
I feel
so
like boxing,
much.
You need to shout.
You do, but at the same time, sometimes I used to think, no, this is why Shaw was good, because every other coach, you see, if my opponent, their coach used to shout like tactics at them.
Yeah.
So if I heard jab to the body, I'm like, I know my man's about to jab me to the body. Do you know what I mean? So I'll be waiting for it. Like he's waiting to jab me to the body.
But your coaches do like an alternate thing where
coating
and like cold.
But you learn
cold
it,
words.
But you have to learn it because instinctively you might, because you're in a
left
fight.
Means left,
you
right
might
actually right,
like
yeah.
Body means oh you hear it, you might just go body. Whereas if you learn that body means head and head means body, it could end up.
You know what my coach used to say? He just used to say sometimes you shout when you see it. So that means he's noticed an error somewhere within my opponent, and we just know what we look because we've discussed
it means
before.
Like something.
He's like, yeah, when you see it, he's like the guy. Let's say the guy.
Do you know how mad that is mentally for the opponent? Because it's like, wait, they're seeing an error. You know, the corner is trying to.
But no one
shouts. Like,
I only know my coach that ever used to shout that. So like, let's say the guy's just thrown a right hand, there will be like a second pause, and then my coach will say, "When you see it." The guy will throw a jab. I'm like, nah, that's not what he was talking about. Guy throws a right hand again. I'm like, saw it.
There's the opening.
I'm like, saw it. So he's done it twice now. Yeah. Wait for the third one. Boom. Count. Do you know what I mean?
Or you're in. Unleash. Yeah.
You know what? I think that's a perfect bomb moment to start the show.
Can I do the intro?
You want to do the intro this week?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Route 411 Podcast. Who am I with?
I'm with Ali.
My name's Alim.
And today, what are we doing, lads?
We're selling Prime.
I was wondering why you're talking like that.
Welcome to Wakey Lines. How much are we buying this Prime for?
Wakey Lines, I heard.
Nah, but
what's the best shop in Wakey?
Tesco.
Bingo, bingo.
Gala, bingo.
Mate, you see, he's been spending his money.
Ryan, come closer.
You see, he's been spending his money in strip clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
Caught in there.
Let him do it, man.
Wait, no, welcome back to the show. That was just a little joke of a thing.
Wait, what do you guys think of him, though?
Nah, I don't care. He's doing his thing. He's making his money.
Why is everyone so proud?
He's a corner shop owner.
He's another boss man that is up right now, isn't it? And people don't like to see you when you're up right now.
And I don't think he's actually selling it for £100 a box.
No, I genuinely don't.
I think it's like £10.
It's a TikTok thing, isn't it?
It's a TikTok thing.
Not 100, maybe £10. Yeah, even it's still extortion.
Even a 20 sheet for a Prime, bro. We saw £10 next door. And I was like to Ray and, yo, we should get one each, you know. Ray and quickly humbled us, like, yo, that's the cost of the episode almost, you know. I was like,
episode's even more, you know, we've got to get her and stuff.
Exactly.
If you want to support us, make sure you support us.
And how can they support us?
By subscribing, just viewing and just sharing. Sharing goes a long way because nowadays, algo, you know. Mm-hmm. Algorithm goes a big way. You know, there's new things going on now. Twitter got For You pages and Instagram are sharing. Like my feed is now more people that I don't follow on Instagram than what I do follow.
And don't forget about the precious TikTok, bro. There's a beef every week. We will be discussing all of that on this week's episode of The Root Four
Show. This is episode 21.
Where, same as we've reached 21. 21.
Can you do something for me?
And next episode is gonna be Alim's favorite number, 22. And I'm waiting for you next week.
You love mentioning that.
Tune in next week.
Every week I'm editing the episode to post, and I have to put the episode number. And it's getting closer and closer to 22. And I'm like, Alim is gonna.
That's Rain's pride and joy in the week, where he's like, shit. Episode number. but yeah, boys, what's come up on your feed this week? What's the first story we're gonna go delving into? What's to take it away?
Should we just get in lightly, or should we go in hard?
I'm more
going hard.
Jesus Christ! So go light and steady.
Straight after we recorded last week's episode, before release, Mr. Joachim Guzman was arrested again. In Mexico, El Chapo's son.
Oh, El Chapo's son.
I don't know about this,
bro. Please tell me you've seen his mugshot.
Have you been on Cartel TikTok?
You're both talking at the same time.
Sorry, have you seen his mugshot?
Who, El Chapo?
No, El Chapo's son.
No, not his son.
Bro, he's a menace. Let's put it this way. I'm going to give a bit of background story for you viewers at home who are not aware with the situation. This is not the first time Guzman's been arrested. It's Guzman, right?
Joachim
has been arrested. First time he was arrested, let's put it out this way. The cartel did put out that threat that they've put out this time, where they're like, hey, there's going to be bloodshed on the tiers. Like, the cartel will beef the Mexican military. Mm. That's the levels we're going to. And guess what? The judge was like, you know what? It's better to release this brother than to see the aftermath. Second
people
time
are dying
around,
in the street, bro.
Bro, they let him free, bro. They're like, yo, blood's going to roll on the streets. And if you know the cartel...
Let the crime continue.
Bro, the cartel...
No, bro.
The cartel have the police in their pocket. Let's put it this way. Mm. And now this is the second time Joaquin's been arrested. And same message has come up again. But the menacing thing to me is seeing this guy's mugshot profile, bro. Imagine the kid has got his head up held high, cheesy grin like...
They've used the same one from like the last...
Like bro, he knows he's untouchable, inside or outside. And the trouble he's ready to cause, like, already the cartel has released a message saying...
They're just saying, release him.
Release him?
And it's called.
Or we beef with the military. Like, yeah, they're going you're to gonna see bloodshed bases. On the streets. I'm talking assault rifles to semi-automatics. You name it, bro. Like, they got weapons and weapons. Like,
bro, it's crazy, bro. It's cartel TikTok was going off. Every sort of five scrolls.
I was coming across
like people just in like cartel cars. They've all got weapons in their car.
AKs.
Everything, bro. It's crazy. But I found out today.
What was he charged on, if you can give us a bit more context?
The old man's one of the biggest drug lords in the world. That's enough to be charged.
You're daddy's son.
Bro, but I heard that apparently El Chapo's son was betrayed by his dad's right-hand man, who gave the secret location to the army.
There's a snitch.
El Chapo's right-hand man, apparently. Gave the location.
Imagine what they do to a cartel snitch, bro.
This is the dad's right-hand man, so the dad will literally tell them.
That's like a lieutenant. That's a lieutenant. Sorry about that. That's a lieutenant snitching, bro. That's big. He's cutting out the case like, yo.
I don't think they've panned him back yet, which is crazy because last time it was literally same day release back because they were like, we can't have this bloodshed on the streets. And it's crazy because...
Do you think there's some foreign intervention like the US or
US
UK?
US will
some
always sort
be involved. Of ally is like, yo, we'll have like, I don't know, what it be, Marine SEAL Team 6 just standing outside
we
the door.
We say that,
like,
bro. US probably, this is conspiracy they might
wanna
and even, stuff.
They might want to extradite him.
Bro, it's conspiracy and all that, bro. But a lot of people say the US fund these drug stuff. People say that, you know.
They do.
Like they, to,
what's
you know,
that film? War, have you guys seen War Dogs?
No.
Yeah, I've seen that. The one with Jonah Hill and what's the other actor? Is that something Mills? I feel like he's got Mills in his name.
Is it the comedian?
Yes.
Is it that comedian?
He plays a boxer in a film as well.
That breaks his neck and wears that metal tourniquet thing. Like.
Yes.
Anyway, War Dogs is about a film of two contractors, would you call them, that go out making arms deals.
They do racketeering and stuff like that.
Basically sourcing weapons for the...
Cartel.
Black Ops units within the American forces. So all the off-site camps, whatever. Yo, we got like a boatload of AKs coming in this shipment. We've got this. And it's got Jonah Hill. It's a bit of a comedic aspect of them selling weapons, but let's put it this way. It reflects basically how shit that goes on back doors.
I think I have watched it. But it's crazy, man, like how much power a cartel has over
a government,
the country in general. You know, as soon as you think Mexico, you think cartel. You know, after Mexico, you think Cancun because it's a holiday destination.
Mexico, so yeah, I mean? Yeah, spring break and shit.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I thought I'd bring that up. I did want to go in hard straight away.
But you know what? It's funny that you mentioned that because he got arrested and he got released because there's this guy in Louisiana that's been arrested. Do you know about this one?
What's he done?
It was actually a facial recognition tool that caught him. So a facial recognition tool identified a black man as a suspect in a theft in Louisiana. He was arrested 3 states and 7 hours away from the scene of the crime and spent nearly a week in jail. Yeah. But the problem is, he's never been to Louisiana.
So this is one of those technology fails.
The AI is racist.
The AI just picked the black man.
The AI, whoever made this AI, they were like, yep. Big nose, big ears, big lips. Motherfucker Jay-Z, bro. Jay-Z.
All the racial stereotypes. Like, that is a black man indeed. Guilty.
They found him 3 states and 7 hours away. And he's never been to Louisiana,
people
bro.
People forget how big America is, you know. A state, 50 states. Some states, bro. It takes hours to drive through. UK, you get through London in an hour.
They didn't look for no evidence. They didn't look. They didn't want to take the normal procedures. Hey, but they've got an AI for us now.
They arrested him?
Who drives 7 hours?
They arrested him.
He was in jail for a week, bro.
I am compensated. I'm sorry, I got mental problems.
This is America, bro.
Distracted. I'll make a million. But, bro. This whole, they probably saw a Chat GPT working there, magic. Mm-hmm. They thought, oh yeah, this AI ain't wrong. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But mate, you know what I feel sorry for with all this AI stuff? NBA legend, they call him AI, Allen Iverson. Right? Legend, right? But everyone always talks about AI nowadays. The only AI I knew back then was Allen Iverson, and now he's just been anything that's bad with AI.
AI.
My mind automatically thinks Allen Iverson. I think, what's he done now? Then I realise it's AI as in...
Sometimes I think it's myself. It looks like AL.
His initials like, how? What have I done?
Artificial intelligence,
yes.
Why do they call it artificial?
I would say one of my regrets must be not picking a module in AI at uni, but that was because I heard that shit is hard. So I was like, hard avoid. I'm going to learn it in my own time. Like, yeah. I'm going to go on them YouTube like rat holes and just be like, shit. And with like the whole chat GPT thing coming out, bro, it's like...
The start as well.
Bro, I like experiencing things firsthand rather than being taught in a classroom. So I feel like the fact that all this AI articles that we have from week to week, the chat GPT to the, I don't know, racist Louisiana man article, it's like... Shit, AI is fucking amazing.
Bro, that's nothing, potential. Bro. It's like a scratch. So many things coming. It's scary to think, bro. It's scary. I've seen. I hate them. You come across them TikToks or them clips. It gets you a bit like, oh,
antsy.
If anything, I just want to swipe past it because I don't want to hear about the shit that's going on in the world, bro.
Why? But you know what? The one thing I can say.
If you think ChatGPT is available for everyone to use for free, imagine what they have. That they ain't going to disclose to the world.
Okay, let's put it this way,
They're
though.
They're probably watching us right now.
Okay, the one thing I will say from AI, my understanding of studying CS at uni, would be the fact that this whole thing of, like, artificial intelligence is going to take over. Like, one day it's going to go against humans and it's going to be...
a mind of its own.
A mind of its own. The Ultrons who are
it's
Avengers.
Like, it's like the dog in Rick and Morty, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. So it's like, that part I disagree with because I'm like, nah, man... As much as an AI will be able to compute a problem or solve your weird ass question in 30 seconds, it can't really go past those boundaries unless it's programmed by a human to, you know what, self-destruct if worst case happens. Or like,
I think they'll do that. Like, don't be surprised if like they use it. I think the main use of it would be for war, like in armies. They'll create like robot suicide bombers or some shit. Yo, you just have to run into this direction and blow up in 5 minutes.
You just seen bare like paratroopers. You're like, yo, is that people jumping before you know it's robots that are like...
You think that, bro. If anything, they'll probably make humans that are AI. What stops them from having an AI put a human body around them, makeup and all that, like fake body skin.
Yeah, they can.
Goes onto a plane like a normal person and instead of a person dying, it's an AI. For the sake of causing wars and all this.
Somebody write this down.
But the only you know what's mad? The only disclaimer I'm saying is that shit expensive.
And we don't condone any of this.
You have billions behind it. So I'm like, whoever's running that program that Rain's suspecting, that's a rich motherfucker, man. You might not want to fuck with
him. Soon having billions will be the millions.
True. Know? Look at Elon. How much has he lost in the past week?
We think Elon's got the most money.
Elon lost what? 200 billion
I don't know.
Or some ridiculous figure that everyone's like, first man to lose a couple billion. I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to earn billions, to lose it.
Bro, they say this. They say the Saudi government are worth like 2 trillion, technically, if they count everything. Like, they'll be, soon the billions will be the billions will be the millions, and the millions will be the hundreds of thousands.
True. Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy to think.
It's like that in some countries already.
As well as inflation. You think about inflation, bro, it would just keep going up.
Bro, when we went Kenya, they're still dealing with, like, their currency is shillings, isn't it? So you feel like you've got 100k on you, which is just like a couple of quid, bro. Like, do you know
but like
10 quid if you're lucky.
Buying water is going to cost you like a million.
Yeah.
Some extortionate, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I see Turkey, bro. I heard Turkey's like one of the cheapest places now because the lira.
Turkish
lira. The lira has risen. So it's like you can get like your sweets there, these two drinks, like so many little things from like a corner shop, and it costs you like 250 UK money. Because it's like gone up.
Then fair deal.
People are like, not saying people are moving there, but people, they're going there much more on holidays because they're like so cheap.
That's how you can measure inflation in this country, innit? You check the bar, how much a Freddo bar is. It's not 25p, like, no, but I saw it there, but I was like,
35? I was like, 30
sure at least. 35p. Damn. Space Traders are 35p. I was like,
the 20p crisp was going to be
the 20p crisp. We used to get like 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah, bro, you know what them was? If you had that 20p crisp, bro, like people used to look at you after school like, damn.
Bro, if
shit's
I had 20p
right now.
Nah, but no, I can't lie. No,
it's 35p.
The Space Traders, the purple packet.
Purple,
yeah.
Bro, was it barbecue?
Yeah, bro, I used to get about 5 of those packets. I can't lie.
Didn't matter what flavor, bro. If I had 20p in my pocket, I'm getting it.
That's a snack after school, bro.
Bro, when I'm going down my road, rest in peace, that corner shop, no longer there, it's now hairdressers. they used to have them in boxes, you know, the whole. I used to get my hand in, take 20p,
oh,
here you go, mate.
The whole boxes.
They still have that.
They stack the crisp box
in
the box.
Yeah,
and you should be yeah. For Space Raiders, man.
You know what, on the topic of controversy, I got a question. And it's a hypothetical for everyone paying attention. But who, out of all past and present dictators, is your favourite dictator?
What?
I'm not really as knowledgeable in dictators.
But why would you have a favourite dictator?
It's like the dictator that the storybooks depict as like messed up and... You know, okay, when I talk about the tyrants, we're not talking about the genocide motherfuckers, I'm talking about...
Yeah, because that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, bro, why would I have a favourite?
The misunderstood dictator, past or present, that you like. And my one, you know what, I'll start off to give you context. My one, I think I've said this on a previous episode, is Colonel Gaddafi.
Yeah.
He's
the first one that comes to your head.
He's a G, bro. This guy was coming out with like a central coin for Africa. The African dinar or something?
He was going to back it by gold.
Backed by gold that is within the grasps of Africa. And, you know, it would have done something that would, like, I would say, push the whole continent to the first world. So that's why I'm like, someone like Gaddafi... He's my dictator.
Bro,
in a hypothetical universe,
for free, bro. It was got in Libya. He was offering everything.
Healthcare's free, education
free.
You know what I'm wondering? Okay, we all know the conspiracy around him. Like, that's probably the reason why he was killed.
Yeah.
Again, it's all a conspiracy at the end of the day, which is most likely true. I mean, I believe in it.
Most of the things are conspiracy. Yeah.
But do you think that's the reason why no one's ever tried it again? Because what's to stop someone to try and do that again, knowing that? If they were to try and kill that person, everyone would know who done it.
No, you want me to
because
tell
it's already happened
you
once before. Do you know what I mean?
It's not happening again. It's not happening again because nowadays, you know, people in power in Africa now are happy to have their rich life they have and not care about everyone else in the country.
The holiday homes.
How many presidents and dictators in Africa
corrupt leaders
are
basically
so rich and they, you know, like you see them funny videos where it's like how they arrive to places and then you have the rest of the country that are scraping the barrel for everything. They're happy to have this enjoyable life, rich.
Just have a roof over their heads.
I swear he lived in like a normal, like one bed house with his wife and kids to show everyone of Libya like how much he wants to help them. Something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but he didn't want to have the luxury until everyone had the luxury. And then obviously he got M'd off, or they said it was because he was the biggest terrorist there is, killing millions. when
let's just put it
countries have invaded and killed millions anyway,
let's just put it that way. History is taught in the lens of wherever you are, whether you're in the UK, USA, you're going to get their lens of the events of history. The Iraq war, only now, and Afghanistan, the stuff that's happened, like actual British public are looking back like, yo, what was the point of all our soldiers like dying and sending the troops and getting them back in, you know, boxes? But at the end of the day, all of a sudden, we're just withdrawing from Afghanistan. We're just being like, you know what? The Taliban won, bro. Like, bun it. Like, we've been there for 10 years, but they won, man. They didn't win, bro. We just gave up because whatever mission they were on,
they're like, you know,
they got what they needed. They're like, you know what? We're good, man. Let's just fuck off. Like, we've destabilized, messed up the country, changed the power structure from Saddam Hussein to Colonel Gaddafi. Like, how many leaders can we name where it's like, yo, this guy's gone. Now the country's a shithole.
Brother, you know it's bad when Tommy Robinson's back in it.
And he's making sense.
The guy literally
that
said...
That guy, like, it fucked with me that this prick is making sense.
I don't buy it, man.
No, but what I'm saying is...
No, he is making sense. Saying,
you know it's bad when he... Because he wouldn't want to give no, like...
Good publicity.
Good publicity to Islam, you know? He was literally saying, like, why are we... We've done all that stuff in Iraq. We killed 1 million Iraqis, you know, not caring about anything. There's a reason why Osama bin Laden... had so much hate for the West because we probably killed some of his family.
Exactly.
You know, and it's stupid. But you were saying, who's your favorite dictator? Mine's probably Aladdin.
Aladdin, motherfucker.
I was thinking about that. Low key, I was thinking that.
But
any time someone pisses you off with his head.
Oh, the ending. I'm Jewish.
I'm Jewish, baby.
Yeah.
Now, Sacha Baron Cohen, one of the funniest guys, man.
I don't think there's no other actor that could play a dictator.
I don't think
like
there's any other actor that's done the things that he's
done. You
can't
nowadays,
like,
can you?
No, but he's still doing it. He still does it every now and again. Like,
true.
But he creates new characters now. He can't do the whole Borat and the whole...
Because those are like, they're well known, innit? Like,
you know,
everyone will recognize.
Them times
like,
happened, I'd rather
them
be
Yuksha.
I mean, they did make a Borat. Have you guys seen? They made a Borat number 2, but it's with him and his daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it actually works. Like, it's good. It was actually
I remember when it came out. It wasn't... Yeah, it just hasn't got the same...
It didn't get the same publicity.
Yeah.
I think we've got one final person to ask. Who's your favourite dictator?
Okay, not favourite in the sense that I like him.
Least worst?
No, not even least worst, but I find him amusing.
Okay.
It's Kim Jong-un, bro.
Oh, mister, I'm alive. I'm not alive.
The guy said he faked his own death to see who would betray him. Who are the real ones? That is some gangster shit. The guy... He's got a whole country believing, whether you want to believe it or not, he's forcing you to believe it, that he doesn't poo, bro. He doesn't go to... You know how hilarious that is? Like, he's so full of himself that he's convinced the whole country, or you have to believe it, whether you like it or not.
True.
You know, I feel like Kim Jong-un...
What is it? Like, Supreme Leader does not shit.
Bro, I feel like Kim Jong-un is actually like... I don't say he's like a chill guy, but he looks like if he...
Nah, he's not.
No, I know. Bro,
he almost went to war with America because of the film, the interview, bro.
Bro, no, people
he declared war, and they took it off cinemas because of that reason, and then it got leaked online.
It wasn't leaked.
But no, people say Hollywood like, his family. People say his family are more worse than him, bro.
I've heard about that.
True.
But I'm saying, though, like, have you seen like the story of like Dennis Rodman?
Yeah. He played like, b-ball with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, I heard he's quite... Isn't this
he's
a
like
cool
a big,
motherfucker,
so
bro?
So basically, he's a big basketball fan, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, everyone knows about North Korea, bro. Right? So like, when Dennis Rodman was playing, Dennis Rodman, you know, he didn't care. He flew to North Korea and like Kim Jong-un was basically his friend and they were chilling, hanging out, everything. And I'm sure he said he's got like a picture of him in his in his place and stuff. And then there was like rules that he made his own basketball league in North Korea.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un, where it was like, there's like, if you shoot from like half court, it's 4 points. There was actually some rules, right? That people were like, I wouldn't be like too pissed if this got implemented into our game. I can't remember some of them. There was things where like points can get taken off and all this. And
is
that.
It? You know what? Can you go to North Korea? Because I swear there's some YouTubers that...
I'm guessing it must be one of those places where you got to get special permission or an invitation.
I don't think it is. I think it's just
you probably have to wait a year for the visa.
Because at the end of the day, bro, do you really want to go to a hostile territory uninvited where
no, you can't. I mean, you
don't really know if the military's gonna be like,
But this is the thing. I think we think of that like that. But I a lot of people do go there, but they go in guides. There's guides.
Yeah.
Take them around and all that. And people have them like secret cameras where like you see people just dressed like it's 1950, you know, and they've not really got up to date stuff. You know, you have to heat your house by getting fire and lighting it, and that's the only thing you get. Electricity cuts off at this time, and there's only one channel, they say, and all this, and they all turn on at 6.
National TV.
Madness, bro. It's like you're living in.
You know,
that's why I like the interview, because you know, in the film, when they first go to North Korea, they think they've come into this wonderful country, this stuff, because the guide's taking them through everywhere. They're seeing food market stalls, children playing.
It's all fronts.
It was all an act.
Yeah.
Because then when he goes back there later on and he escapes and he goes to one of the food stalls, he realizes all the fruits are actually fake.
Yeah, like
they were only put there because they knew that he's gonna walk past.
Bro, they're like prop fruit, like not even real oranges and apples, like sitting there in the shop. It's like styrofoam.
Everything was
painted and like made it look like, oh my god, look at the freshness.
Because they wanted him to do the interview. Then when he goes back to America, he's gonna spread the word like, oh, North Korea is not what you think it is. It's great, like.
Mad.
But that's why that film, they will go, bro, and obviously they put all the stereotypes in. They made fun of Kim Jong Un so much, bro. They made him sing Katy Perry. Like that, he apparently is a big Katy Perry fan, and he sings a song like "Baby, You're a Fire." Bro, they have a whole segment of him singing that. when Kim Jong Un found out they're making this film, he's like, "If America released this film, we're going to war."
I will nuke the son of a bitch.
Thing is, he probably was capping, but just him saying that alone would make you just think, nah.
No, but at the time there was a lot of tension as well. This guy was throwing nukes into the water for fun, bro.
Yeah, he's like, let me do another.
Have you seen videos of him? Like, there's videos of him where it's like the sunset, but there's a rocket going off, and he's like adoring it. Everyone's like, oh my god, look how cute Kim Jong Un looks.
That is his fireworks, isn't it? Like,
yeah, his fireworks. All right, I got a question for you guys.
Yalla,
and everyone listening. So, twins are born on a different day, a different month, and a different year. How is this possible?
Different day, different month, different year.
How is this possible?
Okay, different day.
That's easy. That's different so
day.
Easy.
Okay, let's do process elimination. Different day, it could be the changeover. Different, what was the other one?
Month.
Also changeover of the month.
It's all
Oh shit, it's changeover.
New Year's Eve,
innit?
So
New
Year's
Eve,
innit? Yeah.
What is this primary school question, bro? These guys giving us like GCSE level. No, GCSE level. Year 7 questions, bro.
You know what? I'll be honest. Before you help me, bro, I was like,
I knew it immediately. And you're like doing the breakdowns.
That's how my brain works. I was like, okay, day makes sense, changing day.
I think we said that before, Ned. When it comes to maths, you do the actual calculations, like, whereas so my mind goes through logic straight away. Like it never does 1 + 1 + 1. It's just like 3.
There was
like
a lady. There was a lady that gave birth recently. She gave birth, and one kid was born on before the year it happened, and the other kid was born after the year. So when you put it in that context, it's crazy to think. I'm a whole year ahead of you. I'm a whole, like, you know what I mean? The twin can't say, oh, I'm 20 minutes older than you. It's like, mate, I'm a whole year ahead of you. You know what I mean?
That's a bit mad.
Yeah, so I thought that was
pretty. Don't you think the whole concept of age is just fucking weird? Like, bro, all three of us right now are 23. And half the time we're like, Rain is like, I'm the oldest. I was like, bro, you're only a couple months older than me.
I don't even see it like that.
Or it's like half the time, it's like you.
I know you do.
Bro, okay,
let me finish.
Yeah, I know you do.
Let me finish. You man have turned 22, 23, whatever already. I'm trailing behind because I'm December and it's like, man's been 23, bro.
We're all 99. We're all born 99.
But because that's like, remember when I said the Mbappe story? And I was like, oh, Mbappe is the same age.
And he's like,
you were in the background. Like, you could tell your mom he's a school year older than you. He's my school year. I was like, shut the fuck up, man. We're all in the same year. We're all the same age, bro.
We're 23,
bro.
If we do Korean age, we're all the same age.
Bro, we've been the same age.
No, we would all be 24 right now.
I can't lie. That just hit me randomly in the week. I was like, bruv, why did we even bring that up? Because I was like, bruv, it's just a couple months between both.
Yeah, but
of us,
I think
like,
it's school years because I wouldn't be in your classes and all this, you know.
What's your star sign?
Don't care about this stuff. Man.
What is it though?
Gemini storm.
Oh, that's why he's like.
Why are you?
That's why.
Why are you?
So much sense.
What star sign are you?
Virgo.
Oh, that explains the hat. Explains the hat. You know? What star sign are you?
Sagittarius.
Oh, man. That's why he's got the pink jumper on.
That is probably why.
Yeah,
you know what I say, you know, pink to make the ladies wink.
You sound like them boss men in the toilets in nightclubs. No spray, no le.
Oh, that needed a little
no
boss.
Gucci,
that,
no Gucci,
no
Gucci.
No Armani, no Punani.
Nah, that needed a boss at the end, bro.
Bash.
Anyway, guys.
Have you seen the video of Big John doing the... He's on another radio show giving all the bosses again. He's like, you can say it in any language. El Bosch, Spanish. La Bosch, French. He Bosch, Scottish.
Ze Bosch. No,
Ze Bosch, no, German.
Yeah, Ze Bosch. He's like, Mac Bosch, Scottish. Like, what the...
Bro. I don't know. El Bosch, would that be Portuguese?
Mac Bosch. What would be the Arab? What would be the Moroccan Bosch?
Al-Bash.
Al-Bash. I think the Somali Bosch would be Warbosh.
All right. Have you... I want you guys to say one, two, or three. Which one should I choose? One, two, or three?
Go voting, okay?
No. Like, I could bring any of these things up right now.
Go on.
What one?
No, you give us categories.
Okay. Yeah, categorize them.
We've got conspiracy.
Okay.
Top.
We've got question time.
Feels like a lot of thinking.
And we've got memory lane.
Let's go down.
I like Memory Lane.
Memory Lane, isn't it? Like,
as we know, when this episode is released, it will be Friday the 13th.
And dun, we know, dun, dun.
They are... It's a superstition day of the year, which can happen. Not frequently, because the 13th might end up on a Saturday or something. Friday the 13th is, you know, there's movies about it. There's
bad everything. Juju day, yeah.
Now, when you were younger... Was there any superstitions that you guys used to do? Just for example of some, you had the don't walk on free drains.
Yeah.
You had don't walk through the sign or you're gay.
Step
they
on
still
a,
have that. That's London.
And we had,
That one's don't walk through the Batty Man's Lane.
We got one more. And then you've got
Essex,
the
Essex version.
You had the don't say Bloody Mary in the mirror three times.
I was going to say that.
Hey, you might never, don't remember the primary one? Step on a crack, break your mom's back.
What?
As in if there was a crack on the pavement, like, you just have to, like, hop over it. If you,
I mean, I never step on like a crease of... Like,
yeah, like a crease.
Where
of
did
crack?
I see it? There was a TV There's show a when one. I was younger, and they done that, and their mum's back actually broke. That's and then they kept blaming themselves that they
stepped on the crack.
Yeah, literally. What show was it? I can't even remember.
But do you guys still walk... I never walk in free drains still. I still walk around it.
I don't walk under a ladder.
You don't walk through the Batman's legs.
No.
To be fair, most men don't.
Bro, every time on main roads.
Walk through the what?
Me and Ali.
That's what it's called. Yeah, that's what it's called. Leg.
It's a London thing. Nothing else, nothing personal.
It's a London thing, isn't it? I don't think it's a country thing. I think it's a London thing.
No, it's a UK thing. I'll definitely say it's
the whole UK.
They're definitely doing like berms and like.
Okay.
It's an ends thing. It's an
if
ends
you know,
thing.
You know, you just don't walk through a certain post legs, but
yeah,
that's it.
If it's got one leg, it's fine. But if there's two legs.
Don't
but
walk through
you know what we used to do in my school? If you walk through it, you just have to, you touch the wall, like the one of the poles.
And what does that do? Cancel it out?
It cancels it out. So bro, I'm telling you now, right? It was like a ritual. If you're year seven, you're just coming up, right? And you don't know about this stuff. You always see when people walk down the hill, because you used to walk down the hill and there used to be one that would, they've done it on purpose, bro. It would cover from right against the fence to the edge of the road. Everyone, bro, even like people you'd never think, as soon as you walk through it, touch. And it'll be like a queue because obviously not everyone can walk straight through. Bro, everyone.
And then you've got East London, everyone. Is the main road. Like me and Al might be talking. Everyone just goes like this.
Literally, bro, I've seen it where there's school kids here. There's a big group of them and they all like disperse around it. Like
you think it's like World War Z when there's like a, you know, and the zombies are running. And they pile
up on top of each other.
No, you've got the sick person in the middle, but they all avoid it. Don't remember World War Z?
I've seen that one.
What was he? No.
Bro, what was he?
When you're sick, the zombies don't attack you because it only wants a healthy
Oh, is it?
Person.
Oh, a healthy
so,
body.
So what I'm saying is they all disperse around it. It's like that. But yeah, any more superstitions that used to happen when we were young?
That's another good one.
I was told if you walk over someone, they'd stop growing.
I used to never be able to walk over one anyway. My dad used to say never walk over anyone. It's like if in Islam, it's like bad. You can't walk over someone. You have to go back around. Like you have to go back.
Yeah,
over
yeah.
Them.
So I was.
What do you mean by walk over? As in, like someone falls and you just got to step over them?
No,
something.
Like let's say someone's like asleep and you walk over their body.
You can't do that. You have to go back. My dad would tell me to go back over. It's weird.
New.
I heard it was stunt their growth.
You want your little brother to be short? Just start hopping over it.
Motherfucker! Doing the workout.
The other ones. You can't open an umbrella indoors.
Yeah, classic.
Bad luck.
Yeah. Walking underneath a ladder, bad luck.
Smash a mirror, 7 years, bad luck.
Black cat.
Black
oh,
cat.
We used to have crows. Do you know about seeing a crow, bro? You see a crow, bad
them ones, the black ones.
I used to hate, I still hate birds, actually.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, your old story from the first couple episodes on the show.
Oh, the pigeon one.
Pigeon on the view.
Pigeon
have
the
you seen
viewing.
Mike Tyson and his pigeons, bro? You know he has pet pigeons. He has
are they like carrier pigeons? The one you tie something to the ankle and
they're just normal pigeons, bro.
Not even like got a job, like
there's pigeons everywhere
pigeons.
Else in the world. Pigeons just exist.
No, no, no. You know, like, the you thing, know, like people do like racing thing. Pigeons or they do carrier pigeons. Like, say I want to send a signal to Ray, tie it to the leg of the pigeon.
No,
my friend.
Yeah, those pigeons got caught.
Like, oh, why do you reply, bruv? You aired me.
pigeons got caught in prison yards because they're like
sending what? Drugs
in them. Yeah, man. Fake pigeons.
Los drogas.
But, yeah, man. I was going to say one thing I wrote down, right? I had one of them toilet thoughts again, lads. Right, so on the toilet, thought of something, had question, to write it down. And this is a question for a lot of people out here. Where are all these online Forex traders gone, huh?
I was thinking that, you know.
Do you remember when everyone's Instagram DMs, you had one a week, you would always get that DM, hello. As soon as you see hello, you knew they were going to ask.
Hello, love. Like, hello. Sweet messages.
Do you want to make money? Where are they all gone now? Obviously, we know we're in a bit of a recession and, you know, the stock markets, crypto markets are all down. Where have you all gone? Where have all of them crypto Forex traders gone? They're hiding because they're not making any money. And they never make money because they're trying to sell you on a course.
Yeah.
Where are they?
I'll tell you.
Do you see that video I sent you this morning? I don't want to name no names, but a lot of TikToks exposing like so-called crypto forex entrepreneurs and all these people that are somehow making 26 racks in 2 hours, yet they have a course for four bills RRP. And the guy made a good point.
I know what I mean.
Where it's like, wait a minute,
let's name him.
Fuck it, I'm not really interested in it because I don't want to give them more light than they deserve. Okay. But I know it's mad. Like the point that comes across a lot of the times when a lot of these disclaimers come about is like, hey, how is so and so like earning 26 racks or a yearly salary and 2 hours worth of work or a day's work? Yet they're still selling a course to help you like build your future.
I just want everyone to get my like advice and stuff.
Bro, if you're really out there thinking that a man that is making a yearly salary supposedly is making it in a few hours to a week to a day to a month. Cool, in a month he's done 12 months worth of work. Why the fuck's he teaching you? And why the fuck's he not making more money?
I'll tell you why we don't see them anymore. Or why we think we don't see them anymore.
Because the market ain't booming and no one's
talking
about it.
No, it's not even just that. Bro, we've passed the threshold, bro. They only go for younger children because they're the easier targets. They're going to go for the college students.
The vulnerable.
The 17 to the 16 to 19 year olds are... They're the biggest part of that pyramid scheme,
bro. Who first got their money and they just want to start getting a
bit
more.
They want quick money.
Bank accounts just open.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas by the time 21 and plus... You don't really fall for that no more. There's a few people out there that do, don't get me wrong.
There's a few legit people, right? But they actually have, like, they teach you. Mm. Not, oh, here's a couple of videos on how you do this.
Mm. I can't lie. Most of the people that do actually teach, they'll probably be selective about who they teach it to as well.
Exactly. And if you're not meeting a standard, do one.
Forget that as well. Like, from, like, where the industry I come from, like, technology, like, one of the biggest things in my industry is getting certified. Certified whether you're a cloud guy, whether you're a developer, whether you are a specialist in some sort of technology. Why aren't like all these courses giving you a certificate or a certification that is backed by the FCA, by someone that is reputable in the trading world?
Some people do. They'll have a certificate.
But is it actually certified and backed by an organization that actually upholds and does whatever the fuck it's meant to do?
Mm. No. I used to hate that, bro. You know when you get them DMs and you see a request and then you go on their account and you've got 10,000 followers, they got about 4 likes. And you know they're fake followers. You know he's probably been on one holiday taking 10,000 photos to upload throughout the whole year. Mm. You know, I think we spoke about it before where people hire the car and they would do enough clips in that car for them to go around like they've had the car for 6 months when actually they had it for a day. And bro, it hooked in a lot of people, including myself, to be fair. There's sometimes when I was like 18, 19, sold the dream, you know.
Talking about your personal experience, like what was the like revelation for you where you're like, you know what, fuck this, I'm out, or like this doesn't make sense? Where's the point where you started questioning it, basically, where you're like,
when all my money in the account went? Do you know what I mean? When 75% of the trades were lost, it was just here's what you need to do, like put this as a stop loss, this is a trade, take profit. But you, the trade would just go the opposite way, man.
Interesting.
Nah, my one was a lot quicker than that, because you know they invite you to those boardroom meetings and all that.
Oh, you said in a prep coffee shop or some shit.
Nah, a lot of it was online. Some of it was like
they hire a hall now, an actual office or whatever it is. No, they did a 1-to-1 with me.
Okay.
Before, so they had a big group coming in, but for some reason they wanted a 1-to-1 with me.
Interested.
I think they just knew I'm a bit smarter than the other kids that they had coming in.
So then we need to give this guy like the main pitch.
So then, and when the big meeting happened, they were like, "Oh, you've heard this pitch before?" I was like, "Nah, I just know about it." And they were like, baffed, and they stopped talking about it. And I think that's where I caught them off guard. So what had happened was, they give the whole Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad speech, innit? And they give the quotes from the books, and I went, "Oh, I've read it." And they're like, "What? You've read it?" I was like, "Yeah, my favorite part is in this chapter," and I read it fairly recently at the time. Yeah. So I was like, "Oh, my favorite part is in chapter so and so when they talk about this, this and that. What do you think about that?" And they were like, "Oh, I ain't actually got to that bit yet."
Ah, these so-called experts never got to
the guy was like, "No, I read some of it. I'm on the first chapter." I'm like, "So you're first telling a chapter. Room full of kids that are 17, 16." To go home and buy this book and read this book, and this is one of your biggest inspirations, and that's why you know everything you know because you've read Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Poor Dad. You haven't read it because when someone in the room, and I don't think they expected like a kid 17 at the time. No,
they pick their targets really well, don't they?
They never expected someone to actually know what the book is, and I'm just there like, "Hey, yo, I read that book," and they were like,
"Bro, you saw right through them."
Immediately, just because like I'm enthusiastic about it, I was like, I just questioned them on it, like, naturally. Not because I wanted to put them on pressure, but naturally, it's just like, "Yo, what's your favourite bit?" Like, when you're watching a TV show, season three on Game of Thrones, ground, the Red Wedding, like, what was your favourite bit when, blah, blah, blah. It's like that. But for them lot, it was like, "I haven't read it." Oh. And straight away, the whole room went quiet. I just laughed after that. Then afterwards, you know, they walk around the room with the iPad trying to get everyone to sign up, blah, blah, blah. I was like, "Nah, man, I'm not doing it." And then the other guys around me, because I said I'm not doing it, I think that gave them the confidence to say, "Nah, I'm not going to do it."
It was one of them ones, peer pressure.
Peer pressure. That you're
these men start, you know, the guys with the iPad, they start looking at me like, "This motherfucker just fucked everything up." Like,
fumbling the bag.
Right? Other people around the room were still signing.
I just lost my chairman 10 level.
Literally.
Do you know what I mean?
Forgot about the whole chairman.
What, you're talking about books? Did you guys see Prince Harry now released his
memoir?
Released his song. Spare. Yeah, and it sold 400,000 copies on the first day, which is a record for the non-fiction genre of books. Mm. There were some very interesting parts of it. Him saying he lost his virginity over the back of a pub. He boasted about, I don't know why, but he boasted about how he killed 25 Taliban members in Afghanistan.
Yep.
Which I think is mad to express because
the Talibs are now saying they want him to pay for war crimes.
Yeah,
that's the thing, man. That's the part that a lot of the press, the public, are not really understanding or appreciating, because from any soldier that does, like, whether it be a TV broadcast or anything that is media related, you notice one thing: they don't really brag about their kills, because they're doing a job, they have a duty, they've sworn to protect the country or whatever. For them, it's just another day on the job. Within their service, they might like reveal within their like team, whether their unit, their division, whatever their organization is, they might break it up there. But to give that information to the public and be like, it's very boastful. It's very like, and I'll be honest, I've been a person that like has sided with Harry and Meghan a lot in the past, but it's like,
it's getting a bit jarring now.
When you see stuff like that, you're like, what's your goal from this? Who are you trying to
sell copies of his book?
Are you really trying to sell more? Yeah, exactly. Copies of your book? Or I think, you know what, are you trying to appeal to the British public by being like, killed 25 Talibs. Yeah. Like, I've done my duty as a British soldier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, what are your intentions? Like, it's just really weird.
It's like they're trying to prove how British he is.
Again. Exactly.
But let me give you a quick snippet. Have you heard any parts of the book? Like, any parts?
Quite
of the
a few
on
like
the
segments.
News, they
like,
showed them parts.
Okay, no.
It was I know the exact number. 25.
I want to get you guys live reaction to
man
this.
Man said he got a nick.
Because this,
I think I know what part you're gonna play.
My penis was oscillating between extremely sensitive and borderline traumatized. The last place I wanted to be was Frostnipistan. I've been trying some home remedies, including one recommended by a friend. She'd urged me to apply Elizabeth Arden cream. My mum used that on her lips. You want me to put that on my todger? It works, Harry. Trust me. I found a tube, and the minute I opened it, the smell transported me through time. I felt as if my mother was right there in the room. Then I took a smidge and applied it down there.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Bro, it is. It's an audio book.
Why?
It's an audio book, so he's literally reading what he's written. So if you read it in a book... in your own head, I feel like it's like it's normal for a book, you know, someone talking about their story. But when you're saying it out loud,
no. But even then, why did this need to be in the book, bro?
Oh, the editor that approved it, or the final copy is like, hey, yo, why are you putting my penis on someone that puts on their lips? Like, no, bro.
He basically said the cream that his mom used on her lips, he used it on his balls to cure.
No, he says it reminds him of his
yeah,
transported him through time. As I put the cream on my todger.
It felt like my mother was in my room.
It is.
Hey, on my todger. What the fuck? Never in my life have I heard anyone call it a todger.
No, fuck that. Forget todger, bro. A grown man should not be putting that sentence regarding his mum's lip cream and his penis in the same line, bro. No.
Because it's a book about his life. He's wanted no filter.
Full transparency.
You know what? The older I get, the more I realise Sigmund Freud might have been right, bro. Like,
don't say that shit, bro. His theories are
weird. Do you know about Sigmund Freud?
Did you ever study psychology?
He's considered Sigmund Freud is considered the greatest psychologist in the world. When I was taught it at GCSE level, I thought this is the biggest bullshit ever. But as I get older, it makes more sense. Because they have this thing called the Oedipus complex and the Electra complex.
Mm.
What both of them mean is, as boys, when we're younger,
mm-hmm.
we're attracted to our mums.
Never.
And that's why as we get older, like when you look for a partner, you're attracted to things that remind you of your mum, or like you can sort of relate to your mum almost. And for girls, they're vice versa attracted to their dad, which is why when they get older, they're looking for someone, I don't know, that's protective or a breadwinner or like these sort of things, because... again, Electra complex, Oedipus complex. So people are saying like, yo, when I hear stories about... flipping Prince Harry rubbing cream on his balls that remind him of his mom, I'm just like, damn it, man. Every day Freud's right. Every day.
Damn, man.
I don't want him to be right. Damn it.
He said, I think he said on there.
That's the most basic way of explaining it, by the way. There's more in depth studies to it.
No, but he was saying like he had cocaine, everything, you know, which cool, fair enough. But
well, cool. Harry was what? How old was he? Probably a uni student or some shit. I did a line of coke. Like,
like, man, it's just unneeded things. But
Harry did always seem like the cool one, to be fair. But the more we learn about him, I'm fucking weird, bro.
Like, the one of him like this, you know that picture? He's like,
to a random black brother.
And,
like.
I remember the video of Usain Bolt where he was running and he told him to look that way and then he sprinted.
Which one?
When he was doing the sprint with Usain Bolt and he was like, look, and Usain Bolt looked and then he sprints because it's the only way he's going to win the race.
Oh, yeah. I ain't seen that one.
You never seen it? It was in Jamaica. But yeah, I wanted to go on a topic which, again, comes up as soon as we finish an episode, and I'm sure something else will come up. Have you guys heard about a guy called Andrew Dawson?
Dawson.
So familiar.
He was mysteriously found dead after he took some TikTok videos of mysterious thing on a mountain. So he was driving. He could see like a giant thing on top of this mountain, right? And he was videoing, and he was saying like on the video, like, what is that? Like that is huge. Because you know, like if you see something out at the top of a mountain from afar, it like if you see a human, it's gonna literally be like
a dot.
But it was like big, it was like this big, you know, like hello. It was like this big. Like, but from imagine when you think of a human, you think of it like that.
An ant, like yeah.
And then next day he came, same route. There was these helicopters that were taking it. They were taking things from the top, and it was gone. It was like a house, wasn't it? It was like a house, and it was bigger.
He said he saw a giant. We don't know what it was.
It looked weird.
But we know the object, whatever it was taken away
by the CIA.
Then he made a video saying, no, what I saw was wrong. But when you're watching video of
he skipped a lot of parts. He went up there one time at night. He went up the mountain, and he was stopped by someone. On the mountain, you know, like
Area 51. Right,
when you get up Area 51,
someone gave him a warning, innit?
Yeah, you get up to Area 51 and they say, sorry, mate, you can't go any further.
This is like private
property. He went up there and they said, you can't go up, you can't go further than this, right? And then when he was driving, he could notice that there was someone following him. And when he got home, he noticed, this is after he posted the TikTok.
There
was a car outside and he went outside, and as soon as he got near the car just went off. You know, like them typical black cars in America.
SUV.
No, not SUV, not them small ones, black rims, black tinted windows, gone.
So it's like very this weird conspiracy. Yeah.
Then he uploaded a TikTok, like you said. He was like, he looked off. He was like looking to the side. He was saying,
it's like he's either reading a script or he's being held against his will to say what he saw wasn't true. Mm-hmm. It was just a like misunderstanding.
So body language, everything was
my
off.
Video was
he
fake.
He was standing there like against the wall like this, like, and he was looking like this to the side and then talking.
It looked very awkward. Very awkward.
And then he's found.
But just before he was found dead, he actually put out more videos saying, yo, forget everything I said in my previous videos. Everything I said was true. Like, I actually did see something, blah, 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 blah. And then, boom, he uploaded that. Then he was found dead.
It's crazy.
So everyone's saying, like, there's a whole mystery around it. He clearly saw something and
he
was
wasn't meant to see.
Yeah. Well, it was like something
and
huge.
And I'm pretty sure, because at the time when I heard about this, the videos were still on his TikTok. I don't know if they're still on
They're everywhere because everyone downloaded it.
Reposted and okay.
Well, it's crazy. If you have the chance to look, Andrew Dawson. But
it's a shame, innit? Like, it just got started. Like, nothing's going to come out of it. Nothing's going to come out
of it. Nothing ever will get out of anything. I know we talk about this, like, breakout the Matrix and all that. But
what
can you actually do to break it?
That's why I gave up on a long time ago, bro. But like, people think I'm joking.
I actually like that line that you said. For yous that don't know, in the group chat, we were talking about the whole breaking out the Matrix and the whole Andrew Tate and everything going on right now in Kurosai. I was like, I've been doing this since like year 9, bruv. I've been trying to leave
Young
the Matrix.
That, bro, when I was in primary school, I kid you not. You know how much research I used to do into the Illuminati, bro? Everything. I used to learn about Bohemian Grove. Like, I used to get a lot of information from Alex Jones, who they consider is crazy now. And there's a lot of things I don't like about Alex Jones.
Crazy.
I don't like Alex Jones because as I got older, I've realized he's Islamophobic as fuck. But he did expose the government for a lot of things. He used to be on CNN and stuff. He's banned from TV. Now he's got his own show, the Alex Jones Show, which he streams on his own platform. Most recent guest, you guys will probably know him.
I know what he looks like.
One Kanye went on recently and he had the mask up and he said the whole thing about Hitler. It was on Alex Jones' show. Yeah. He said all that
because it's meant to be like an unfiltered show. His program.
But Alex Jones, he did expose that. Bohemian Grove is this place in America where I think once every year at a certain date they go and worship this giant owl
and they burn it, and there's
world leaders around it, powerful people around it that are like sacrificing babies, doing these rituals, and they're just praying to it.
They're like cult.
He snuck in, got video footage of it, of world leaders like George Bush and people like that. They're all there. He's got footage of it. And it used to be on YouTube, bro. It's not there no more because I wanted to watch it recently.
I remember.
YouTube's terms of service has changed.
I've seen that, bro, and it's crazy, man.
But these things, like,
that's why people say
they still exist.
That's why people say, like, Andrew Tate was arrested for human trafficking, allegedly. But then, like, Prince Andrew, we know that they went to court and they paid like $12 million or something to the accuser.
Oh, there's always going to be cases like that.
And we talk about Epstein's Island, and we talk about how there's literally been files proved of everyone who's been
and
there.
How his case files mysteriously
and they don't take them to court because obviously he's a royal family and stuff. People in power have so much power that can you actually break out the Matrix?
The thing is, like, you can't, but that's the thing. That's what I was gonna say, because me studying it at an age of like flipping 10 years old, by the time I was in like 13, 14, I realized, yo, there's actually nothing we can do about it. There's no fucking
Live your life, bro. Let's rebel against the pool.
No, you can't.
Like, every single person who you think has much, like, how do you think these billionaires are billionaires, bro?
That's why I just find it stupid and funny now. When I see tweets about people defending Andrew Tate and saying like, oh, it's the Matrix, you gotta break out the Matrix, the Matrix controls. I'm just like, shut the fuck up, man. We're all a part of the Matrix. As consumers, we're all part of the Matrix. When you watch the news, when you buy products, when you're on social media, you're already part of it, bro. You know what it is? There's no breaking out.
Only them guys that live on the island with the bow and arrows are out of the Matrix, bro. You know, they're ones, anyone who comes to the island,
they have their own problems in society, the cannibalism and shit. Like, they're the only
ones out of the Matrix, bro. They got no technology, nothing. Maybe North Korea. a technical part of the matrix. They ain't got social media and all this.
Mm.
What do you think of the whole premise of this three lives that people have and how it affects them? Like, for example, right now we see like our social media is rife with cancel culture, and people are like, cancel culture is the first step to deplatforming, taking your voice away, and then the next thing they could do is nick
cancel
you.
Culture. And if they can't nick the
you,
matrix.
You have a mysterious freaking death. Like, we're finding out all these crypto billionaires,
or they make you crazy,
or they make you crazy. Yes, by putting you on prescription meds. Because
that's all. But again, like I said, it's always been like that.
Mm.
Look at Balenciaga.
Cases in question: Bruce Lee, Michael Jackson, Kanye West. Like. And a bit, to be fair, Kanye's a difficult one because he is moving a bit mad sometimes.
And he doesn't help his
better case is Michael Jackson,
not, but
Bruce
the thing
Lee,
is, like, he's not like a threat to kill someone. You know what I mean?
The words that are coming out of his mouth are
very harmful.
Very harmful and damaging to a lot of billion-dollar company brands, stuff like Adidas, who are ready to drop him after like the success of his Yeezy line. Oh. And they're like, you know what? The shit that's coming out of this man's mouth, too damaging. We don't want to be associated with that.
Bro,
you know what I mean?
Look at Balenciaga, bro. The stuff that happened with them, and suddenly everyone's gone quiet.
They got off scot-free in it.
Do you know what I mean?
And they still do it, though, because they released a new perfume or something recently, and it's got like the whole devil's face on it.
So weird, bro.
One scandal wasn't enough. Let's do it again, guys.
That's the question to end it on. Can we break out of the matrix? Can it actually happen? In my opinion, we can never.
You just have to live life, get by.
Yeah, exactly.
And have faith. I think that's one point you said as well, right? Like, faith is the only thing that can really help people in this sort of like circumstance. Because when all else fails, a higher being that you answer to